Thank you, President Uthman. We'd like to thank Argentina for deciding to propose discussions on gender within the CD. We particularly appreciate the non-paper circulated on that occasion. We also welcome the presence and the very interesting interventions made by Madame Tatiana Valovaya, Secretary General to the conference, and also thank Madame Delacroix from UNIDIR. Peru is convinced that empowering women and gender equality have a direct impact in maintaining international peace and security. 25 years have elapsed since the adoption of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, which was a forward-thinking roadmap for gender equality. So it's high time now that we'll take stock of the progress made and reduce inequalities with decisive actions. We agree with the Argentinian text analysis when it says that an awful lot of room still remains to mainstream the gender perspective in CD's work. However, in Geneva, and more recently, we've been witness of important progress made in other areas of disarmament and arms control. For instance, the document of Argentina mentions discussions within the governmental group of experts on lethal autonomous weapons systems, as well as the Cluster Munitions Convention. Also, references made to substantive documents adopted last November under the leadership of Norway during the fourth review conference on Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. This contains many references to incorporating the gender approach in implementing the Oslo Plan 2019 to 2024. In that regard, my delegation would also like to highlight three additional efforts. We've got the working document from Finland, backed by several states, with recommendations to monitor the implementation of the gender perspective effectively within the Oslo Plan. In addition, we have UNIDIR's contributions. One of the most recent is the document known as Missing Links, which incorporates the gender perspective as an intangible asset at the time when a state is considering how it responds and recovers from a biological incident. Finally, we have Latvia's experience in 2019, as presidency of the Arms Trade Treaty, they emphasized the implementation of an obligation which would be linked to the gender approach in eliminating violence against women. All these examples can be summarized in the following expression: small actions, big impact. This is used by UN Women when they are encouraging states to take decisions which will help knock down barriers standing in the face of gender equality. Peru is a staunch promoter of gender perspective in disarmament, non-proliferation, arms control affairs. We see a degree of merit in the ideas raised by the Argentinian document on the path to follow and the document from International Gender Champions Disarmament Impact Group, namely promoting greater participation and leadership of women in the presidencies of the CD and within its subsidiary bodies. The main goal is keeping world peace. And what better message can we send out to the world would be revitalizing the role of women in the quest for peace? This message is extremely important, even for ordinary citizens worldwide, for societies where domestic violence kills thousands, not to say millions, of women silently in such a dramatic fashion. Kills them more dramatically and tragically than any virus.